Helicopter video taken last Friday shows a dramatic chase in a field north of Sherwood in Washington County. A police-armored vehicle follows a pickup truck, ramming it several times before the truck stops. A man tries to exit the pickup, which is rammed again by the armored vehicle. Most television news programs cut the video off at about this point, but the full version shows a member of the county tactical negotiations team rise about halfway out of the roof hatch and fire a long gun into the passenger side of the pickup. The driver, 54-year-old Bremi Sabi, is not visible in the video at the moment of the shooting. Sabi was pronounced dead at the scene. In a press release last night, the Washington County Sheriff's Office identified the involved officers as Deputy Earl Brown and Corporal Cadel Edwards. Brown has been with the office since 2008 and Edwards since 2003. The press release states that Sherwood police received reports of a man driving erratically in a field early in the afternoon, along with reports of gunshots. An officer tried to contact Sabi, who drove away and crashed into a tree. The officer said he heard shots at that point and saw Sabi carrying a rifle. The county's Tactical Negotiations Team, or TNT, along with the Crisis Negotiation Unit, arrived soon afterwards. A wide cordon was set up, disrupting traffic along Roy Rogers and Shoals Sherwood Roads for hours. The Crisis Negotiation Unit is tasked with bringing, quote, a peaceful resolution to often extremely volatile situations, unquote. The sheriff's public information officer, Deputy Jeff Talbot, told KABU via email that the crisis unit was, quote, gathering intelligence information, unquote, to use if communication could be established with Sabi. Talbot says law enforcement was not able to contact Sabi, which the press release says was attempted at 3:30. Sabi drove away from that attempt, and a so-called pursuit intervention technique, or PIT, was begun by TNT, resulting in the brief and deadly chase seen on the video. The press release states that Sabi turned and aimed a rifle at the officers in the vehicle, whereupon he was shot. Both Deputy Brown and Corporal Edwards are said to have fired their weapons during the incident, though their precise roles were not described. Talbot told KABU that it is not known when exactly the county's major crimes team will finish its investigation, which will inform the district attorney's later decision to have the case presented to a grand jury. Talbot says that officer-involved shooting investigations can take weeks, if not months, particularly due to forensics processing. He expects a similar timeline for this investigation. For KABU Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.